Jeremiah chapter 7. Everything you go through as a Christian is a training exercise which God has a divine purpose. He did not save you so that you could cruise into paradise on a luxury liner. He saved you to prepare you to be of use in his kingdom. The moment you were born again, he enrolled you into his school of suffering. And every affliction, every trial, is another lesson in the curriculum. However, when we live under the shadow of suffering for a long time, like Job did before and Jeremiah does now, we are exposed to the doubts that the enemy of our souls sows into our inner being. When evil people prosper and good people suffer, the question arises, is God just? Jeremiah starts well. In most translations, it begins with a statement, "You are righteous." Another translation puts it a little different. "If I took you to court, Lord, you would win. But I still have questions about your justice. Why do guilty persons enjoy success? Why are evildoers happy?" Verse 1. We understand very little of God's rule over this world and analyze what is happening within the framework of what we see here and now. God has an eternal perspective. Is that Asaph discovered when he was flooded by the same doubts as he saw proud and evil people prosper? I tried hard to understand all this, but it is too hard for me. But then, God, I went to your temple, and I understood what will happen to the wicked. Psalm 73:16-17. Lord, help me to go through the difficult times that I have to go through with the firm conviction that you are righteous, whether I understand it or not.